American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 11th of August 2005. Time is passing by. The future for us and the world, well, it's in the balance, using their own lingo. And it's unfortunate to have to do this on a regular basis, but it is most wonderful to have partners like Darren and Dennis doing what they're doing. Don't forget, Darren does his show tomorrow night at this time slot and Monday night at this time slot. Another partner website to add to our site will be channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. She does a lot of excellent research and good information on the insiders, the people motivating and being directed to implement these directions of a totalitarian world governmental system called the New World Communist Order. And that's the way to put it. It's just no doubt about it. There's no denying that fact, that that's the reality in place, listeners. No denying that fact at all. We certainly have talked a lot about the past, and here we see in the paper, dated August 7th, Sunday's edition of the Oklahoman, Vietnam trip angers some. And they say state officials typically take an annual trip to a foreign country to develop relationships and open markets to Oklahoma goods. This is according to Barry Clark, Global Business Services Director for the State Commerce Department. There you have it. Commerce Department, very influential in the establishment of the United Nations system in America, listeners. The Commerce Department and the Chamber of Commerce. Don't know whether the Commerce Department was in place in 1945, but the Chamber of Commerce certainly was. Global Business Services Director. Past trips included visits to China, Israel, Azerbaijan, Mexico, Japan, and South Korea. There's an individual named Taylor. Kathy Taylor, she's Secretary of the Commerce Department, State Secretary of the Commerce Department. She says Vietnam is an emerging economic power ready to buy Oklahoma goods. Vietnam trip angers some is the title of the article. Once again, listeners, pay attention. Well, let me just get to the right page where we have to go to next, because this is bitter. It's a bitter pill to swallow, listeners. And maybe not so bitter for you and me, but for those that were sacrificed in Vietnam, those that lost loved ones in Vietnam, those that survived Vietnam, those POWs that never returned from Vietnam, all paying an ultimate sacrifice, losing a loved one, never returning, dying. So we're very, very blessed to not have to swallow that bitter pill like some others have. And it must hurt very deeply to see how their sons and daughters' lives were wasted, their fathers' lives were wasted, grandfathers' lives were wasted for the UN set up system. And that's just the way I look at it. So once again, Kathy Taylor sees Vietnam as an emerging economic power ready to buy Oklahoma goods, pay tuition at state universities, and make this state home of North American business operations. Oklahoma, listeners, what a setup. Commerce officials say Southeast Asia is among the top markets for Oklahoma. And that's because Oklahoma's desperate. Oklahoma's a poor state. Oklahoma's desperate for a revenue. Then it goes on to state that members of the Oklahoma City Vietnamese community are offended by the trip the 17-member state delegation took. They say they already were slighted earlier this year when the State Commerce Department opposed legislation to give the former South Vietnamese flag official state recognition. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? The State Commerce Department opposed legislation to give the former South Vietnamese flag official state recognition. Listeners, you don't think we're in a communist country today? Under the guise of democracy? Quote, we are here. We have businesses here, end quote, said Vinh Nguyen, chairman of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma City. Quote, we have students here. We've been doing good, and we are helping the state of Oklahoma's economy. But they, the Commerce Department, don't please us. They please the communists of Vietnam, end quote. In the Vietnam War, at least 56,000 U.S. troops and 254,000 South Vietnamese troops died. Former South Vietnamese Army General Thu Van Bi said state government efforts to increase business opportunities in his former home are an insult. Quote, they obstruct freedom over there, he said. They don't look for the good of their people. It just reinforces their power, it being the trip, end quote. An American Vietnam veteran also thinks the trip is wrong. Quote, there, the Communist Department, getting too friendly. I don't think we need to get to be getting that friendly with communists in any nation, end quote, says Bob Lambert, a former Air Force staff sergeant who served in Da Nang from 1968 to 1969. Representative Kevin Calvi, that's Kevin Calvi, who proposed the South Vietnamese flag legislation, said he was flabbergasted and angry when a State Commerce Department official told him they weren't pleased with it. Quote, the message was, we don't want you to run it because it might interrupt some things we have going with the Vietnamese government, end quote. Said Calvi, a Republican of Dell City, quote, I got a little heated at that point and said, I'm not in the practice of disrespecting good Oklahomans because of their former torturers. That's right, because their former torturers don't like it, end quote. Today, an estimated 12,000 Vietnamese live in Oklahoma City, including thousands in the area of Northwest 23rd and Classen. Quote, I understand where he's coming from, end quote, Taylor said of Calvi. Quote, that's a big support base for him in Oklahoma City, and I understand that, end quote. So regarding this trip to Vietnam, Clark used his state purchase card to charge about $16,000 during the 2000-2005 fiscal year in Vietnam and Taiwan. Charges include $2,952 on a reception for new students and Oklahoma alumni in Ho Chi Minh City. That name, Ho Chi Minh City, used to be Saigon, listeners. $2,963 on printing and translation of brochures. $1,777 for ground transportation. $100 for luggage translation service. More than $320 on a breakfast buffet at the Caravelle Hotel in Ho Chi Minh City. $100 for bottles of wine in the Lay Club in Hanoi. More than $1,600 on food and a beverage buffet on the Banzai River Cruise in Ho Chi Minh City. Quote, Oklahoma has a strategic advantage in Vietnam that no other state in the nation has, end quote, Clark said. Taylor and Clark say the benefits of the relationship already are evident. More than 200 Vietnamese nationals are studying in Oklahoma. Vietnam University has sent 32 students to Oklahoma State University during the last 2 years and 57 to the University of Oklahoma, which has more Vietnamese nationals as students than any other university in America. This is highly regurgitatory information, being that I've, you know, transplanted myself from California all my life in California to Oklahoma. But I see there's just a whole bunch of idiots out here, uneducated people that don't have a clue about the past, don't research, don't realize what's going on. Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome to the broadcast.
Ah, yes, you are telling it like it is. A lot of people are just plain sheep that want a beer, popcorn, pretzels, and watch the Red Sox and some moron dribbling a basketball.
I'll tell you.
Yes, indeed. Now, with that said, the dumbest thing this country can do is perform business with communist countries, communist and Middle Eastern Islamo-terrorist countries. That is the stupidest thing that this country could do. If you want to really fight the war on terror, stop the trade with these countries.
Doesn't it make sense if you want to demise a country to do this?
Yes. It makes sense to cut off the money supply. That's what military strategy experts have been doing ever since the dawn of warfare, is cut the supply lines. No, we're feeding the communist beast. And
yeah,
if we go into Iran, we're going to be fighting the Russians, because the Russians support the Iranians and all these rogue terrorist states. The Arabs are a straw man, and you have satellites like North Korea and Vietnam. Why is this country so stupid? Now, I know the politicians are nothing but a bunch of traitors that should be in jail, but come on, the people, the sheeple. Does everybody have their hands out for a government handout? Have we become a third world nation where half our country is illegals?
Well, Jeff, you're very well educated, so you realize that over the decades, the deliberate dumbing down of America has been well underway.
Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, so it's been a long-term plan to implement to the point where we are now. I'm surprised we're still able to survive to the point we are now.
Oh, yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? I'm surprised too, because by historical standards, we should have already been a third world nation with marauding bands of bandits killing the homesteaders in this country. I mean, I'm surprised you don't have UN tanks in the streets. I'm surprised one of our cities haven't been nuked yet. I mean, that's very shocking to me.
Well, and certainly they've been promoting a terrorist attack in America, which means that the engineering of that is underway, and then we'll have troops on the streets, won't we?
Oh yes. And you know what the sick part is, before I go?
Take your time.
When we have troops in the streets, I really believe that when this bad stuff happens, at least up in the Northeast anyways, the people will say, do what you got to do, but remove the vermin, remove the bugs. I don't care if you remove the Constitution. I don't care if you search my bags, search my underwear. Just do what you got to do to get the bugs away so I can at least come home and enjoy my beer and watch baseball and vote for a liberal.
And some people just want to watch television all the time.
Yes.
They're addicted to the channels.
Yes, or go to the mall, or it's happened in the Roman Empire before it collapsed. People just enjoyed the sports at the Colosseum, went to work, played the game, obeyed whatever the boss tells them. If you have to get a vaccination, you get your vaccination. Whatever they tell you to say, you say, obey orders, or you disappear. And that's what it was like in Nazi Germany, Communist Russia, and the same stuff is coming here, and I'm afraid that most people won't even have access to the information, and people are already sitting in their ways. I believe we're at the point of no return.
Well, I've been saying that to myself my entire life. You know that, Jeff?
Oh, yes.
All my life I've been saying the same thing, and I think that's why I spent so much time risking my life on a motorcycle in the desert in Baja, because I was going for all the excitement I could go for, I suppose. I don't know. I think back on my experiences, which I don't want to trade. I wouldn't trade them. They were exciting, but no one was watching me, hardly. You know, I was doing it for self-gratification. But the times I should have died doing that is just phenomenal in my thoughts. And I didn't think in 1970, when I was number 12 to be inducted into the Vietnam War, I didn't think we'd have a country in 1990. I honestly thought that.
Wow.
In 1970. And so, you know, I've just been educating myself my entire life about this. My whole life is centered around this that I do on the air. Because I've just been petrified about what's been going down in our country for years. It's perfectly normal for me to see an article like this in the paper about Vietnam and the outrage of some of these people and well-intended outrage as well.
And you know, the funny thing is, I've been educating myself my whole adult life on this subject and through various means and forms.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. We might still have a country in 20 years later, but the question is, what kind of a country? And the stakes have gone incredibly higher as far as joining the military. Now we have to deal with depleted uranium poisoning, where our troops are being literally put through the shredder. Things that have happened today that people would have never thought would have happened back in 1970. So I think we're further down the road, But you know what? The conspirators can keep this country on life support.
Oh, yeah. And you know, maybe the ultimate goal is to turn the people against the educated people.
Yeah, just like Cambodia. So in other words, if I'm wearing glasses, my head gets chopped off or something.
I remember when Vietnam was taken in 1975, April 30th, I think it was. Anyone that wore a wristwatch was immediately killed.
Yeah, because that was a sign of wealth. Books. If you ever read the book Fahrenheit 411, they burn the books. So,
mm-hmm.
So you know, history doesn't change. Nazism wanted to create the new man as well as communism, and the Nazis killed 6 million Jewish people in Nazi Germany because the Nazis considered the Jewish people to be a threat. And then Christians and other people like that.
That's right. It was everyone. Everyone that was against the Third Reich was eliminated. But was it 6 million or 600,000? You know, the way history is written by the winners of wars, we don't know the true number of that. When they never talk about the millions of people died in the Soviet Union and Communist China.
That's a fact. More Jews died under Communist Russia than in Nazi Germany. That is a true fact. And you know what? History repeats itself I believe we're going to have a Holocaust on the same level of communist Russia and Nazi Germany, and the same players will be picked: critics, dissidents, Jews, and Christians. Same lineup, no different.
People no, and certainly the foundation has been set. Here we have our country is more and more dependent on foreign food by design.
Yes.
Control the food, control the people. People will gladly disarm if they're hungry.
That's a fact.
And I think that's the engineering and process. I wish I was wrong. And once again, the barcodes, everything you purchase has a barcode. Barcodes weren't around before 1992.
You're right.
And so we have this aerial spraying that's been going on. There's a war against the population. The population needs to be reduced. And this is where everybody's going to comply with Agenda 21, because they're going to have no choice but to comply with Agenda 21.
Yes, indeed. And a simple closing comment. I heard this from a speaker, and he said, I believe that the purpose for all these alternative shortwave programs and the reason why the government is letting them exist is to get people to call in to talk shows and to get people to go to the conventions, buy the books and everything like that. The government's making a list of people that are participating on that side. But kind of like a flypaper, attracting the flies to the flypaper before you throw away the flypaper.
I'm afraid you're right.
Yes, and that, my friend, is the scary part. I believe we're doomed, but that doesn't mean we don't stop fighting, because you got to have a voice out there. You got to pull some out of the fire.
And you got to hope the people on the inside understand what they're a part of.
Yes, and that is the whole key. That is the silver lining in the cloud, and I just want to close with that good note. There is a silver lining no matter how dark it gets. That's the silver lining. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for giving me the time, and have a good night.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate your participation. And that was well stated. Well stated. 559-781-3773 if you want to get involved. 559-781-3773. It is a sad commentary to see this article in the front page of the Oklahoma Sunday paper, August 7th. And then they go to this article here. Community accuses Commerce Department of killing bill to recognize South Vietnamese flag. Says the Commerce Department already was at odds with Oklahoma's Vietnamese community over allegations the agency stifled a state resolution this year recognizing the South Vietnamese flag. And certainly I covered some of this in the article, but let's just go through it again in a different article. Representative Kevin Calvey, Republican of Dell City, Senator Jim Reynolds, Republican of Oklahoma City, and Senator Bernest Kane, Democrat of Oklahoma City, pushed House Concurrent Resolution 1004. The House approved it. The Senate didn't hear it. And here's what happened, listeners. Because this is a sinister direction for the people that had to escape their country to not be able to recognize their flag. Not the communist flag of Vietnam now, but their flag when we came to their rescue, listeners. We came to their rescue when communism was alive and well in communist Cuba to this very, very day. And you see, this is the thing that bothers me about that document, Operation Northwoods, about, you know, setting up a scenario to take back Cuba, to have a scenario to take back Cuba. Back then, people wanted Cuba to be free. The Bay of Pigs, the Cuban freedom fighters were ready to take back their country. Without a set-up Operation Northwoods, it was never necessary. And I think that's government disinformation, Operation Northwoods. I truly do. Because the Bay of Pigs was part of the setup where our air support would not come, which was planned to come. Our air support was going to come support the freedom fighters of Cuba. The air support did not come. I think John Kennedy wanted that air support going to the freedom fighters of Cuba. I think John Kennedy did want to free Cuba. And I think the higher-ups said, no, you're not. You're not going to allow this to happen. And so the freedom fighters had to stand it alone on their own. There was no air support to back them up. Henceforth, they were all taken and dealt with. So here we go to Vietnam, and we try to save the South Vietnamese from the North, but we could never stop the flow of goods to the North. Ammunition, foodstuffs, weaponry, aircraft, tanks, anti-aircraft missiles, all sorts of sinister directions to deal with our aircraft and military. This is a sad commentary to have. And yet, today, and once again, Soviet Union, Communist China supporting that direction, and we weren't allowed to stop that flow of armaments because, according to the History Channel, we were afraid to escalate the war. Well, look what we're confronted with today, people. A 4 million strong Chinese military, of which maybe a million Chinese military could be in this country right now. Secret containers coming in from Communist China, mostly 95 to 99% uninspected. We don't know what's been brought into this country. Well, if you were Communist China and you'd have aims with the Soviet Union, as they were subservient to the Soviet Union from the start, as was North Korea subservient to Communist China and still is, you would want to do an invasion like what's going on and being developed right now. And yes, our administration, our federal administration, is complacent to it in allowing it to happen. The Commerce Department is mostly communist at this point in time because they're proving it to us right here. So regarding this, community accuses Commerce Department of killing bill to recognize South Vietnamese flag. And bear with me, we have so much information on the website, thanks to Dennis and Darren, and I'm proud of their efforts. I really am. But here's what happened. Van Nguyen, president of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma, told the Oklahoman on Thursday that the State Commerce Department killed legislation that would have given state recognition to the South Vietnamese flag. State Commerce and Tourism Secretary Kathy Taylor disagreed, saying the opposition was in a U.S. State Department letter and that her agency took no political stand. There you have it, the State Department, once again. What does the State Department do? Implements the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Dictates what happens at the United Nations in many respects. If we stop funding the United Nations, it falls flat on its face. Now we continue with this. Paul Sund, spokesman for Governor Brad Henry, said Taylor's agency asked for the U.S. State Department opinion. Why would he ask for the State Department's opinion, listeners? What's the point of that? What's the reasoning behind that? We'll finish this up and move on. Highway bill sends billions to bike trails? Why do you think that's going on, listeners? Ever heard of Agenda 21? Rails to trails? Smart growth? We'll be back.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on firstamendmentradio.com and WBCQ Shortwave at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
This program on FirstAmendmentRadio.com is much more than entertainment. It is more like an information-packed audio magazine delivered direct to you. Like any magazine, if you don't want to keep getting it, simply unsubscribe by not listening. But you are listening, so now go to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there to make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program. Not only should you subscribe for yourself, but you should give extra to help us spread the message of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Don't do Internet? You can also write us. First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Thank you.
Done with this Vietnam situation yet, because listeners, there's another Vietnam going on right now. It's called the Iraq War, Operation Freedom, Restore Freedom. Vietnam is just another lesson that wasn't learned, although the infiltration in our federal system, actually the infiltration all over the country of this, is very apparent. So community accuses Commerce Department of killing bill to recognize South Vietnamese flag. Let me go back to this. Paul Sund, a spokesman for Governor Brad Henry, said Taylor's agency asked for the U.S. State Department opinion. That's ridiculous. Why should we have to ask for the State Department's opinion for anything in any state? It's all about bribery, implementation of communist directions, and brainwashing. Calvi said a State Commerce Department official asked him to pull the bill because, quote, it might interrupt some things we have going on with the Vietnamese government, end quote. But actually what he should say is it might interrupt some things we have going on with the communist Vietnamese government. That's the point and the problem. They stopped using communist China as a statement of communist China back in the 1970s. When Richard Nixon made his famous trip to meet Mao Zedong, Richard Milhouse, or Millhouse Nixon. See, that's the point. Administration after administration follows the line of the globalist Rockefeller design and the Federal Reserve System. A global one-world dictatorship is the whole point. So the move is well underway. As I continue with this, Taylor again denied her agency had opposition to the flag bill, saying she didn't know how the State Department found out about the legislation. Taylor then told Sund and Calvi's comments. Once again, Taylor, when told of Sund and Calvi's comments, said Friday her agency sought the U.S. State Department letter at the request of legislative staffers whose names she could not remember. So who went to Southeast Asia? Kathy Taylor, State Secretary of Commerce and Tourism. Barry Clark, Director, Global Business Services, State Commerce Department. Tom Gray, Director, Business Development, State Commerce Department. Desi Apostolova, International Protocol and Development Officer, State Commerce Department. Paul Risser, Higher Regents Chancellor, Roger Blias, Provost, University of Tulsa. Carl Reed, Dean, College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, Oklahoma State University. May Yon, Assistant Dean of Geosciences, University of Oklahoma. Richard Marshmount, Director, Division of Regional and City Planning, OU University. Justin Smedley, Oklahoma Department of Career and Technology. Bob McClendon, Executive Producer, Oklahoma Horizon. So, expenses for the Southeast Asia trip led by the State Commerce Department came to light as part of a State Open Records Act request made by the Oklahoman while investigating the state's purchase records. Barry Clark, the State Commerce Department's Global Business Services Director, can use his card in ways most purchase card holders can't. With an approval from the State Central Services Department, Clark can buy meals, alcohol, lodging, and gifts, and can exceed the typical $2,500 limit. State law also exempts the Commerce Department from scrutiny by the state auditor and inspector. So this is very, very incriminating information coming from the Oklahoman. I'm certainly happy that they did this. And once again, Vin Nguyen, chairman of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma City, says, quote, "We are helping the state of Oklahoma's economy, but they," meaning the Commerce Department, "don't please us. They please the communists of Vietnam," end quote. So it's quite a traumatic thing that happened here, and I spent quite a lot of time on this. There's also a big article on Bigfoot in Oklahoma here, a big two-pager in the paper, Sunday's paper. I don't know what to say about that ultimately. But I guess that's enough with the paper for now, because there's so much to cover. Here we see, out of Minneapolis, they say when, and this is dated August 11th, when Erica Soss moved here from Washington State, and this is Minnesota, she had a choice of how to go to work. Hop in a car and drive 15 minutes, or get on her bike and pedal an hour. She chose the bike. Quote, "I've never seen trails like this," Soss said of the bike path crisscrossing the Twin Cities, one of the nation's top bicycling areas. The transportation bill signed Wednesday by President Bush spends most of its $286.4 billion on road building. You know how much $286 billion is, listeners? And see, what's going to happen here is private, non-governmental organizations are going to match that $286.4 billion. They're going to, in other words, $286.4 billion times, or at one, so it's going to be doubled. So you can have that much money to build the NAFTA corridors. That's what this is all about. Toll roads, the NAFTA corridors. $3 billion by one group's estimate to expand cycling and walking trails. Well, this fits right into Agenda 21. Is this a bad thing? Well, it's just the implementation of Agenda 21 that we're not being told about. Don't you think it would be fair to let the people know what Agenda 21 is? Well, it would be, but those in charge, those are doing, that are doing the regulating and implementing, they know the people of the world would not accept Agenda 21. That's why the tsunami victims are having Agenda 21 crammed down their throats after a tsunami. Weather modification, environmental modification, implementation of HAARP, all these different wars, many scenarios to bring refugees into place to cooperate into moving to sustainable communities. The Global Fire Monitoring Center, certainly they monitor all the fires in the world. I believe that was formed by the Soviet Union Russia in 1996 to be implemented at the UN level. Moving people off their land by burning their land to force them to move to sustainable communities. Back to this highway bill sends billions to bike trails. The Twin Cities are getting $25 million from a pilot project designed to measure how such trails can help reduce road congestion. Quote, we want to figure out how to make these trails useful, not just for fitness, but for actual transportation, end quote, said Lisa Schuster of Transit for Livable Communities in St. Paul, Minnesota. According to the Rails to Trails Conservancy, listeners, a bicycle advocacy group, Minneapolis already has more people biking to work than any other city, 2.63% of consumers. State transportation officials said the money probably would be earmarked for construction. A mile of bike paths in the suburbs can cost from $100,000 to $500,000, but can grow to as much as $1 million in the city because of high cost of land acquisition. And there goes the eminent domain ruling, listeners, coming into play. According to America Bikes, a coalition of eight national bike organizations, the transportation bill includes potentially $3 billion in bike and pedestrian money, depending on how states decide to spend the money. That figure covers projects such as bicycling and walking trails, sidewalks, and bike lanes on roads. And this is according to Barbara McCann, a spokeswoman for the coalition, which lobbied for biking and walking provisions in the bill. Now, what's going to happen with all this rails to trails and bike paths? Lance Armstrong, the ultimate bicyclist in the world, Lance Armstrong, will be recruited into these Agenda 21 directions. And that's what's going to happen. That's very, very important to realize, listeners, that Lance Armstrong will be used as the poster boy for Agenda 21, get us out of our vehicles, and on bikes. Now, I hope he has enough discernment to understand what's going on, because we don't need someone like him, that's a real fighter, obviously, to be recruited into the other side. You know, if the American people were told about Agenda 21, if the people of the world were told about Agenda 21, that would be one thing. So the people of the world can modify Agenda 21 for their own purposes. But you have to realize there's a war on the population of the world to reduce the population. And that's very, very important to realize. Bush signs transportation bill, says it will deliver jobs. The $286.5 billion transportation bill, saying it would ease traffic congestion throughout the country, create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and impose stricter vehicular safety standards that would save lives. And once again, he doesn't mention toll roads at all. You have to pay to drive on the roads in the future. Brook critics said the legislation was stuffed with unnecessary and expensive projects that benefited only members of Congress seeking hometown support. In California, the measure will fund more than 350 transportation projects, including the completion of highway interchanges and the construction of bicycle paths. The six-year bill, the first major transportation spending measure since 1998, pays for projects from fiscal years 2004 through 2009. The previous highway bill expired September 30, 2003. After years of delay over the amount of spending and the division of funds among states, the bill cleared the House and the Senate last month by large bipartisan votes. But some lawmakers and government watchdog groups expressed outrage over the number of individual projects, more than 6,000 in the legislation. The bill's price tag was $2.5 billion higher than Bush had requested. Quote, our economy depends on us having the most efficient, reliable transportation system in the world, end quote, Bush said during the signing ceremony at a Caterpillar Incorporated plant in Montgomery, Illinois, about 40 miles west of Chicago. It's just amazing, people. Also in Los Angeles, the measure provides $130 million to add carpool lanes on the San Diego freeway through the Sepulveda Pass. Oh, man. Boy, if you've ever traveled that freeway at rush hour, oh, boy. I know that place like the back of my hand. Every inch of California I'm very aware of. Orange County, Fullerton will raise or receive about $13 million to build a railroad overpass and State College Boulevard. Placentia will receive about $37.5 million to improve a railroad corridor through town. There's a corridor for the railroads. Elsewhere around Southern California, San Bernardino County will receive about $20 million to improve roads and highways around the former Norton Air Force Base. Norton Air Force Base has been slashed under the BRAC agreement, Base Realignment and Closure. In addition, the legislation allocates $9 million to build an access tunnel to the North Island Naval Air Station in Coronado. Riverside County will receive $8 million for a new interchange on Interstate 15, and it goes on. One of the biggest critics of the bill was, get this, people, Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, one of four senators who voted against it. He said the estimated $24 billion that lawmakers directed to special projects was egregious. Well, there's one we can agree with John McCain. Spend, spend, spend for the New World Order. This is what it's all about, people. Spend, spend, spend. Where's the money coming from? It's all debt note dollars anyway. What's the whole purpose and point of this, people? I'll tell you. A sad, sad commentary to have all this. In the meantime, we see here, dated July 21st of 2005, GM reports $1 billion in quarterly loss. General Motors Corporation said Wednesday it lost $286 million in the second quarter, dragged down by a $1 billion plus loss at its North American automotive operations, and it missed Wall Street's earnings forecast by a large margin. Here we see Eastman Kodak Company said Wednesday it is cutting as many as 10,000 more jobs as the company that turned picture-taking into a hobby for the masses navigates a tough transition from film to digital photography. The lightning transition to the world without film is forcing an extreme makeover at the world's biggest maker of the product. Its new job cuts on the top of 12,000 to 15,000 targeted 18 months ago coincided with the disclosure of a second quarter loss, which was about $146 million, or 51 cents a share, in the April-June quarter, compared with the profit of $136 million, or 46 cents, a year ago. Canada approves gay unions. Canada legalized gay marriage Wednesday, becoming the world's fourth nation to grant full legal rights to same-sex couples. Supreme Court Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin signed the legislation, making it law hours after the Senate approved it late Tuesday night, despite strong opposition from conservative and religious leaders. The bill grants same-sex couples legal rights equal to those in traditional unions between a man and a woman, dated July 21, 2005, from the Oklahoman. Here we see dated June 15th of 2005. A bill targeting wildlife habitats goes to Senate. Jim Inhofe, Partners for Fish and Wildlife Act, which passed the Environment and Public Works Committee, targets habitat improvements on private lands through voluntary agreements with private landowners. Well, what is this all about, listeners? Get the point. Agenda 21. The bill would authorize projects for the next 5 years and provide $75 million each year in funding for the conservation program. Quote, passing the partner's bill out of my committee takes us one step closer to securing funding for a habitat conservation program that has proven results in the state of Oklahoma, end quote, said Inhofe, Republican of Tulsa, who is chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here we see UN broaden sanctions. This is this week. Probably about 3 days ago. The UN Security Council, at the UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution Friday expanding UN sanctions against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to their affiliates and splinter groups and clamping down on terrorist financing. And keep in mind, the head of the Security Council is always a Soviet. Hansa Molina is certainly concerned that the insurgents are trained by the Russians. I don't doubt that for a minute. Sanctions currently require all 191 UN member states to impose a travel ban, an arms embargo against Afghanistan's former Taliban leaders, Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda terrorist network, and those associated with them, and to freeze their financial assets. Here we see the United States will be late in filing a report on its anti-terrorist measures, including the treatment of detainees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, a UN human rights body said Friday. U.S. officials told the Human Rights Committee by letter that, quote, they are not in a position to submit the report by the time of the committee's 84th session, end quote, committee chairwoman Christine Chenet said. Well, that all fits. That all fits. Dated May 30th of 2005, a Zionist group Thursday warned the United States against weaponizing space, saying the move would be prohibitively expensive and could set off a new arms race. And certainly that is somewhat of a setup in itself. The reason I went to some of these articles was to get to this one, though. Students need back-to-school shots, officials say, dated August 5th. People should expect traditionally long lines at county health departments the next few weeks as parents take their children for immunizations. And here, over on the left, is a column where free immunizations, free immunizations, are offered through August 5th to August 24th in Oklahoma City. In Tulsa, August 5th through August 29th. So what are they saying? Double the usual number, go to the Oklahoma Health Department during August to get vaccinations for school or child care, said Susan Mendes, Education Director for the Immunization Service Department. The state checks immunization records, and Art Schofield, an accreditation officer with the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Quote, regulations state students can't be officially enrolled until they have an immunization record, end quote, said Schofield, a former superintendent in Quinton, Plainview, and Ardmore. But dozens of students would not be in school if those lacking immunizations at the start of the year had to leave, said Lynetta Sprague, assistant superintendent for the Special Services and Federal Programs for Sand Springs Public Schools. Quote, our school district essentially does not turn the students away, end quote, she said. Officials are diligent about following up, Sprague said, quote, there's just a handful we have to chase, but we chase them successfully, end quote, she said. Anyway, the cramming of vaccinations down our children's systems is absolutely deplorable, when the research into vaccinations is proving otherwise to the benefit of mankind. Of course, keep in mind, once again, population reduction agenda well underway, well chronicled by many, just the bottom line. Dated August 5th, listeners, large contingent preparing to deploy from Davis-Monthan. Up to 1,500 military personnel and dozens of warplanes will begin leaving Davis-Monthan Air Force Base next month for assignments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other locations abroad. They won't be back until mid-January. The deployment represents a substantial commitment for the air base, which has about 6,900 service members, and will have an impact on the local economy. Under the Air Force's current personnel rotation system, most Davis-Monthan airmen face a 4-month stint overseas every 20 months. So the beat goes on. A new Vietnam in place. Why I call it a new Vietnam? Because you don't know who your enemy is. the insurgents, and who the hell are the insurgents? Or who the heck are the insurgents? Bear with me, excuse me. It all makes sense to me. And it's all very, very discerning to me, disheartening. And I see here, as I play around with the newspaper quite often, and some of these articles are rather old, but it doesn't matter. Whether it's yesterday's news or tomorrow's news, it's still the same story. Here I see Condoleezza Rice holding a rose Friday, as she leaves the residence of Lebanese lawmaker Saad Harari, son of slain former Prime Minister Rafik Harari, in Beirut. And what is she holding? A red rose. Victoria knows what a red rose is. And her website is www.channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. How amazing is all this that's going on, people? We're witnessing a real setup to be engineered at us and on us on a daily basis. Darren has done tremendous research, and, you know, I go to this, and I go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Even with Dennis, intermingling with Dennis and Darren and what's on the website, I go to all these different ones, and I go, which one should I go to? But like I said at the opening of the broadcast, between Dennis and Darren, holy mackerel, what else is there? And there's also unattractive, and I wanted to get into this as best I could, but it's a little late now. We're basically out of time. Unattractive.com is the partner website, and there was a certain portion where I wanted to get to. And there's so much here, listeners. The show's over before I know it. where would I want you to go? The power behind the United Nations is about halfway down unattractive.com, listeners. The power behind the United Nations. There is something to go visit as you can. God bless you all. Pay attention to Darren Weeks tomorrow night. He does it well. Support this network as best you can. God bless you all. Do your research. And I will talk to you Tuesday on First Amendment Radio. Good night.